Listen to the expressions of a true poet's innermost feelings of tender affection, nostalgic longing, limitless compassion for all. Supreme Master Cheng Kai's newest poetry collection, The Love of Centuries, glorifies this richest of sentiments while showing that love is our shared essence and the highest universal principle to follow for our planet's elevation.
Celebrate The Love of Centuries world premiere on April 10, 2011 in California, USA, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association and Supreme Master Television presented a concert titled The Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal, bringing together world-class composers and performers and the public.
Enchanting songs by gifted and eminent composers such as Oscar and five-time Emmy-winning Mr. Bill Conti, two-time Oscar winner Mr. Al Kasha, Grammy winner Mr. Bill Cunliffe, and multi-platinum singer and songwriter Ms. Donna Lewis were debuted at this artistic extravaganza. Acclaimed vocalists gracing the stage included Tony Award winner Ms. Karen Ziemba, Grammy nominee Ms. Denise Donatelli, sopranos Ms. Georgia Fumanti, Ms. Kerry Walsh, and Ms. Moira Grayland, Emmy nominee Mr. Doug Katsaros, Ms. Elisa Mary, Ms. Nok Ha, and more.
A further source of delight was the vibrant Agape International Choir, led by Dr. Ricky Byers Beckwith, along with the colorful dance groups of diverse styles. In addition, distinguished speakers, including Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Mr. Lionel Friedberg and Indian Parliament member Ms. Manika Gandhi, offered their reflections on the evening's theme and Supreme Master Ching Hai's The Love of Centuries.
As the highlight of the grand multicultural event, the poet and guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, graciously shared via live video conference her spiritual insights on poetry and love.
Love is vital, and love poetry is vital, because it will bring us closer together as a planetary community, as siblings of the same family. Love, 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 love is really all that we need to have on this planet in order to have peace, to bring heaven onto our earth.
We now invite you to enjoy part two of the seven-part series rebroadcast of the live concert celebration of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry collection, The Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is in the days of our youth that love for our homeland is cultivated. Memories are but gifts of the mind to take us home in a quiet time.
In The Love of Centuries, Supreme Master Ching Hai paints vivid pictures of the homeland. It is as if one is transported back in time to experience the wonderful relationships and the delightful memories of friends and family. How important such experiences are, for nostalgic moments are the doorway through which we can step back into time where once again the enchantment of youth glows in our hearts and minds.
inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's poems, Robin Chiang, a talented young vegan and composer, music producer, has adapted a number of them into music. To date, he has composed and arranged hundreds of songs, media music, film scores, as well as releasing 2 CD albums.
In recent years, he uses music to advocate a healthy and sustainable lifestyle. Currently, he is the composer and director of Studio Feathery Brothers. For today's celebration, Robin has adapted Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem, My Home, into music, which will be performed by Moira Grayland.
Moira Grayland is a gifted concert harpist and award-winning Celtic singer. Over the past 20 years, Ms. Grayland's talents have delighted audiences the world over. She has performed for such dignitaries as Dianne Feinstein and Hillary Clinton.
Her album, Avalon's Daughter, has received wide acclaim, and her performances been described as angelic and having an ethereal element.
Let us welcome Moira Grayland, who will sing My Home.
Singing cheerfully in the warm fire. mink-alike close acquaintances. Bring out the moon-shaped lute. Sound a delightful musical gold. Spirits soar with the songs of love. All my love follows the music's rhythm. Fa-la, la-la, fa-la. Fa-la, la-la, tra-la.
That was great. I wish I could sing like that.
Miss Graylin has an incredible voice.
Yes. Well, Supreme Master Qinghai's poem, My Home, has been the inspiration for another musician to adapt it into music. This time, Mr. Bao Chen, an accomplished pianist, composer, and choreographer from Olac,
performing My Home in Alex C's Vietnamese will be Ms. Ngoc Ha, a gifted singer and recording artist with many widely acclaimed albums. One of the most successful singers in Alex, Vietnam today, Ms. Ngoc Ha, has been the recipient of various awards, including winner of the prestigious Blue Wave Award 2009. Ms. Ngoc Ha was also listed as one of the top 10 favorite singers by Lan Song Sun 3 years in a row.
She was the sole Alexis Vietnamese representative at the Asia Song Festival in Seoul, Korea, which showcased singers from 9 Asian countries and territories.
Let's welcome Ms. Ngoc Ha, who will be performing My Home, Supreme Master Qinghai's poem set to music by composer Bao Cheng.
Nhà tôi nho nhỏ ở ven đồi, gió nhẹ mây đen dãi lưng trời, hoa ngàn có nỗi thơm trung phương, thông rêu lời lời vào nghe thương. Mùa xuân hoa dại nở khắp đồi, gió
sư phụ đã sáng tác ca khúc My Home mà hôm nay con được một vinh hạnh thể hiện cùng tới tất cả quý vị. Hôm nay xin cảm ơn sư phụ.
Now I don't understand Vietnamese, but that sounded beautiful.
It was beautiful to hear the same poem presented in another language.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following performances will be focused on the theme of love for all beings. All life forms or beings are the presence of the divine. Therefore, there is kinship and interdependency within all forms of life.
In The Love of Centuries, Supreme Master Ching Hai gives poignant voice to some loving animal beings, a puppy, a hen, a piglet. Who better to convey the sentient nature of our animal friends than a telepathic animal communicator who works with them on a daily basis?
Ms. Dexter Del Monte is a highly talented and internationally known telepathic animal communicator from Los Angeles, California, an artist, teacher, and longtime practitioner of meditation. Ms. Del Monte has taught thousands of school children how to care for and communicate with animals, as well as introducing them to art, yoga, and meditation.
She also helps to resolve behavioral problems, communicates to animals in spirit, helps to locate missing animals, and facilitates emotional and physical healing for both human caretakers and our animal friends. Adhering to the principle of ahimsa, or non-violence, Ms. Del Monte lives a vegan lifestyle and avoids all animal products. Today, Ms. Del Monte will share some words with us on the divinity of animals. Let's welcome Dexter Del Monte with a warm round of applause.
Hello. I'd like you all to close your eyes for a moment. Get comfortable and just close your eyes. Okay? Everybody take a nice deep breath. Hold your breath. Bring light up into your head and out the crown. And exhale very slowly, pulling your navel into your spine very gently. Now inhale again, filling the abdomen with air, filling it like a balloon. Bring the air up, the breath up. Focus at the point between your eyes. And exhale all the breath out. And inhale one more time. And exhale, breathe normally, keep your eyes closed, feel the contact of your skin against your clothes as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And open your eyes. This is what animals do not have to do, because our animals are already in that eternal, vast space. For the most part, animals stay in that present moment awareness. We don't. We have a lot of chatter in our minds. And the Buddhists refer to it as monkey mind, because our mind swings from one thought to the next. Very rarely are we present. We're lost in the future, and we're lost in the past. We're not here now. So our minds aren't receptive, and our animals are always talking to us, but we don't hear them. The first time I heard animals, way before I was doing this professionally, my mind was focused and relaxed. I was writing, and my pen ran out of ink. So I was walking through the house looking for a pen. And all of a sudden, I heard this voice, very distinct and clear. I heard, "Look out, I'm down here." And I looked down, and there was my cat, Bubby. He was just laid out there, stretched out, just staring back at me. He stopped me from trampling him. And animals are always trying to get through to us. And they'll do a lot to get our attention. I was really stressed out, and I was scattered and doing too many things at once. And all of a sudden, my cat walked in front of me, and right in front of me, he peed right there on the rug. And because I do this work, I knew he was trying to tell me something. And so I looked at him, and I thanked him. And I said, "I got it. I have to slow down." And I did. And he didn't do it again. So listen to your animals. They're really trying to get through to you. Animals are here to wake us up. They want to bring us back into that present moment awareness. Because when you're there, there's a flow. And you all know that flow. You've been there when your day is magical and everything goes right and there's no lines in the grocery store and you get through traffic and you get where you're going on time. And if you notice your mind states at these times, you'll notice there's no resistance in your mind. There's no anger. There's just acceptance. You don't have any fear. You don't have any doubt or worry. So this is what our animals are trying to tell us. They want us to surrender, and they want us to trust. And they want us to stop and smell the flowers. We just take on way too much. When I began my Zen practice in 1994, I was living with cats, a lot of them at the time, but I realized that they had all the virtues that I wanted to cultivate. Patience, kindness, understanding, generosity, playfulness, forgiveness, loyalty, compassion, poise, confidence, and a huge capacity to love. These are the things that animals are here to teach us. They are truly our Zen masters. And it was at this time I took vows to not create suffering for others and to not take life. So that's when I became vegan. Because how could I continue eating meat and wearing animals when I know how they think and feel and have opinions no different than me, no different than you? They grieve, they love their families, they cherish their lives just like you cherish yours. And despite the cruelty and suffering that they have to endure in the hands of humans, they go on loving us. They hold nothing against us. They love us without judging, and that's divine love. They have divine love for us. They allow us to experience our true nature. Our true nature is love, but we have so much fear and so much doubt and worry in our minds, we're not always in touch with that. And so our animals, they're always bringing us back, bringing us back, bringing us back. If we treat each other as our animals treat us, the world would really be a much kinder place. They're not pets. They're our companions and our colleagues. And they're helping us to take us away from the darkness and into the light. And they're helping us to open our eyes. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Del Monte, for that insightful speech. It would be so wonderful if all beings can communicate with each other. Then love and peace would flourish on this beautiful blue planet.
I absolutely agree. Our next performer is a well-known vegan singer, songwriter in South Korea, Excellent Su. He is the president of Kong Namul Entertainment, as well as a journalist and TV show host. He fell in love with Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem, A Puppy's Heart, and was inspired to adapt it into music.
Joining us today, all the way from South Korea, Mr. Su will be accompanied by the Vegan Rainbow Dream Chorus, our Supreme Master Ching Hai's International Association members. And we're in for a treat. They're going to perform in Korean. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Excellent Su and the Rainbow Dream Chorus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sue and the Rainbow Dream Chorus. That was a beautiful, lively performance. Thank you very much. Our next performers are Tony Award winner Karen Ziemba and Emmy nominee Doug Katsaros. They will be performing two original compositions by two-time Oscar winner Al Kasher. It Is Not So, My Love, and Old Lover, based on Supreme Master Ching Hai's poems.
Mr. Al Kasher is a tremendously gifted composer, producer, and lyricist whose successful compositions have been sung by some of the most acclaimed singers spanning the past five decades. A record producer at age 22, he would be responsible for the signing of Aretha Franklin, Neil Diamond, Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, Andy Williams, The Grateful Dead, and Janis Joplin.
In film music, Mr. Kasher's magical collaboration, the late songwriter Mr. Joel Hirshhorn gave birth to fabulous songs like the two Oscar-winning songs The Morning After from the Poseidon Adventure and We May Never Love Like This Again from The Towering Inferno. Another of Mr. Kasher's well-loved works is his score for animated classic film All Dogs Go to Heaven. His brilliance then carried over to television and musicals with David Copperfield's Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, which made him a Tony nominee.
Also to his credit are two more Academy Award nominations, two Grammy nominations, four Golden Globe nominations, the People's Choice Award, and this year the Special Crystal Teddy Award for Lifetime Achievement. It must be also noted that Mr. Al Kasher is a best-selling author, music publisher, and a motivational speaker who shares his faith in God while continuing the wonderful gifts of music.
A talented and prolific composer, Doug Katsaros has worked with Grammy Award-winning artists, respected Broadway and record producers, major television stations such as ABC, NBC, PBS, as well as stars like Elton John, Bon Jovi, and Donny Osmond.
Judy Collins and rock bands like Kiss have relied on Doug to help them sculpt their distinctive sounds.
In addition to composing, Mr. Katsaros is also an arranger, conductor, and vocalist, who has been recognized for his talents with an Emmy nomination. Karen Ziemba is a talented singer, actress, and dancer. She is a Tony Award-winning performer and one of Broadway's most versatile and sought-after, especially recognized for her role in a production of Contact at the Lincoln Theatre Center.
Ms. Ziemba's other Broadway appearances include Chicago, A Chorus Line, and Never Gonna Dance, which garnered the Outer Critics Circle Award and a Tony nomination. Her performance in Contact at Lincoln Center Theater was awarded with the Tony Award for Best Featured Actress in a Musical, the Drama Desk Award, and Outer Critics Circle Award. Additionally, she has received three other Tony nominations.
At New York City Opera and regional theaters, she's played leading roles in many other famous performances. Ms. Ziemba's magnetic presence has also been seen on television and other places such as on PBS, NBC Productions, The Producers, and Alec Baldwin's film Shortcut to Happiness.
Doug Katsaros and Karen Ziemba will first sing together the song It Is Not So, My Love. It will be followed by Old Lover with Miss Ziemba as vocalist, accompanied on the piano by Mr. Casares. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Karen Ziemba and Doug Casares.
Wonderful conga player. I'd like to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her beautiful words and melding them with the music of such gifted composers. It's quite an honor to be up here today with Douglas and these incredible musicians. And I just love that Supreme Master Ching Hai's words are simple, clear, and from the heart. After I learned these songs, I can't forget them. They always stay with me. And thank you for that.
The night is long, the ocean's dark, and in my heart something is shimmering, a dream that refuses to be just another dream. I am afraid it reminds me too much of someone who is so deep in my entire being. Oh, my old lover, hear at least the same air we breathe. Oh,
and Mr. Cassaro. Thank you for that beautiful performance. Bravo!
Not so, my love. Makes me think of being together with someone who meant so much to you, and they're always with you, whether or not they're actually literally holding your hand. They are with you in your heart, in your soul. And I loved it. I believe that the simple structure of Master Ching Hai's poetry, which is very clear and very heartfelt, matched with music that soars, but also it's very buoyant. It's just sort of like rain, like a light rain. It just sort of permeates the air and floats. Al Kasha just knows how to structure his songs very beautifully around her poetry, and it's like they never go away. They just don't leave you because they're so impermeable. They just get inside of your consciousness and your heart, and you just, and the tunes. So they're beautiful songs.
It is not so, my love. We're not of the earthly race. It is not so, my love. We are from a magnificent palace.
I've read many poems. I own some of her books. And I listen to her. I love what she is trying to say. And what, well, she is succeeding in saying.
I also saw that you had a meal with Supreme Master Ching Hai.
It was brunch. She was so funny. She's so cute. She's adorable. She's very sweet and humble and accommodating. And it's something that we can all learn from.
Lover. What do you feel about that poem?
Very much the same thing, in that a friend or someone who is very, very close to you, that you have very deep affection for, who makes you feel good about yourself, and something that that person gave to you, whether it be something spiritual they gave to you, or through their love, or through their friendship, made you evolve in a certain way, and it's something that you carry throughout your life.
When I was contacted for this original song, My Home, which I think is absolutely beautiful, they wanted a very Celtic sound. When I found out it was an original composition and I was going to be the first one to sing it, I'm so delighted. I love the pictures it paints. My home, it's a banquet for the eyes. When you listen to this song, it's like seeing a movie of all these beautiful images. I think the one that sticks with me is the forest paths, intimate as an embrace. And I love the part about, in the distance the ocean chimes in poetry. Supreme Master Ching Hai, I think she's an amazing poet, as well as an amazing designer and a very gifted woman. All the things she does completely blow me away.
Loving friends make the heart grow fonder. Animals and birds mingle like close acquaintances.
Just walking in that dome that was built with all her designs and books, I could just feel her energy, and it brought tears to my eyes. She's a loving presence, and I would just love to meet her. What an inspiration.
I want to study the book and go much further into depth with it, but what I have absorbed has been really, really very comforting, and I relate and really think it's a wonderful message.
Hi, this is Doug Katsaris. Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
Thank you for your gracious presence today for Supreme Master Television's rebroadcast of The Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal. Please join us Monday, June 6th, for part 3 of 7 of this grand event. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for words of wisdom. May sweet divine melodies uplift your spirit.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry collection, The Love of Centuries, in English, Olexis are Vietnamese, Chinese, French, German, Korean, Mongolian, and Spanish editions, is available at www.smchbooks.com.